Hello, welcome to Social Media Weekly, episode 19th May 2021. Social Media Weekly is brought to you by Virtual Palace Marketing, rehumanizing your marketing experience. My name is Sean. This week in the news, social media platforms reportedly remove Palestinian content. The lifelong conflict between Israel and Palestine is becoming serious again, yet of late. And we are seeing a lot of content being shared on social media by both sides of the camp. But many local Palestinian residents and NGOs have been seeing their content removed and accounts suspended for apparently, quote, violating community standards of Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. All social media platforms released an apology stating that this was caused by an error in their automated systems and has been rectified. However, until today, many users are still saying the automation is still flagging and removing their content. So this gives rise to the definition of freedom of speech and content moderation, right? That is applied by companies, social media platforms instead of governments, because it actually suits the convenience of these social media companies whose interest lies in profits. So where the profits are, they put more attention in moderating and providing freedom of speech. And where the profits are less, they do less of it, they care less about it. So it really comes down to allocation of resources when it comes to these things. This is an age-old question of how content moderation should work, what is freedom of speech, and it differs from, you know, different camps and different parts of the world. And and depending on interest, and probably even if you were to be honest, it also comes down to who sits in the board member, the board of directors, and whether their interests are aligned or not aligned with certain agenda as well. Clubhouse aims for global Android access in a week. Wow, this is quick. Rejoice, Android users all over the world. You are finally going to have access to the budding viral audio social platform, Clubhouse. This just came 1 week after Clubhouse's initial plans for staggered rollout to selected markets. I guess the pressure from competitors led them to change their minds, or perhaps the dip in their growth charts made them decide that they want to go ahead and just push it to everybody. That's it. You can't simply download the app, create an account, and just log in. You still need someone to give the limited invites away. So what you can do is you can register, and Clubhouse will send notifications to your contacts that you need an invite, and then they will send an invite your way. Then you'll be able to get in. At the moment, the Clubhouse app is still very basic. It doesn't have a lot of features. You can't follow a topic. You can't create or manage a club. You can't link their social profiles. You can't link your social profiles, you can't make payments, you cannot change your profile name or username. So yeah, it's very, very basic version. I guess they just take the open beta and they just dump it on the whole world. The company said that they will prioritize all these things in the next few releases. So go try out Clubhouse or wait for Facebook's version. Your choice. Twitter telling users not to switch off tracking. Following what Facebook did, Twitter is now asking iOS users not to switch off tracking for their devices. The benefits include seeing more relevant ads on the platform. It is highly unlikely that this little prompt will get people to rethink giving away their data in favor of better ads. This is because users in general have been traumatized by bad private data management of late. It's not about the ads that is causing users in general to not want to turn on tracking. It's the fact that these companies don't know how to protect the privacy of all our data in favor of profits. I believe this is a backlash moment, which will cause a pendulum to swing the other way. So on one side, you have everybody getting, all these companies getting all our data. And now that we have had enough of it, we're swinging the other way and saying nobody's getting our data. But eventually, people will realize the importance of giving away some data in exchange for free use of services. Then we'll give in a little bit more. We all want privacy, and that is a fact, but it is not at the expense of paying for everything we use online. So we will eventually reach a middle point. Facebook tests audio rooms in Taiwan. It is the stripped out version of Facebook's existing Messenger Rooms video chat function, and it's available, and it is Facebook's answer to Clubhouse. In some screenshots shared by Facebook, it seems that Messenger Rooms is transforming into a social platform with many cards and notifications of ongoing audio shows and upcoming ones as well. In the audio room itself, the layout looks very similar to that of Clubhouse. You have profile bubbles of speakers, listeners who the speakers follow, and also all the other listeners as well. It isn't difficult for Facebook to build an audio social platform to rival Clubhouse because they have the technology. They can even do it a lot better than Clubhouse because they have a lot of experience in the social media industry. But the problem comes with getting adoption by everybody. We can't escape Facebook and Instagram because there aren't any similar competitors out there with as many user base. But hopefully, Clubhouse will give Facebook a run for its money in the audio social media platform. And hopefully, Facebook will no longer be the undisputed monopolizing social media platform in the world. That's if everybody won't, you know, end up flocking all the way to Facebook because he's got everything and then nobody want to use Clubhouse anymore. Kind of like what Snapchat, what happened to Snapchat. Sad. Here's what will happen if you don't accept WhatsApp's new policy. Just a quick update on those who forgot what this new policy entails. Earlier this year, WhatsApp announced that they will update their terms of use, which forces users to share certain user data with Facebook, which includes phone numbers. This sparked a global outrage among users and country authorities alike. Instead of changing the terms, Facebook decides to delay the rollout of the new term so they have more time to educate people on what the term means. At the end of the day, the term just means one thing. Facebook wants to connect WhatsApp users to Facebook. So by having the phone numbers and names and all that kind of data, they will be able to connect and Facebook will be able to know who are the people using WhatsApp and be able to connect them to get more information on the businesses they contact or they communicate with on WhatsApp so that they have the user information. So they are able to give you more ads on Facebook. At the moment, WhatsApp has no ads, but it also opens the possibility of putting apps on WhatsApp as well. So this sparked a global outrage among users and country authorities alike, right? And then instead of giving time, they actually, instead of changing the terms, they give us time to actually get used to the idea of it. So needless to say, people are still not convinced and I've personally been seeing daily notifications of new friends on Telegram ever since forever, but it's just there, right? It's just notification of people using Telegram. Nobody actually use that day. Notification of people signing up to Telegram, but nobody actually use Telegram. So that is, therein lies the problem. You have it, but nobody use it. So if you don't accept the terms of use by 15 May, yes, 15 May is in the past. Yes, you can still access WhatsApp. Like today, we can still access WhatsApp. The company will be pushing the new terms to everyone stage by stage across the world. You will get a notification prompt asking you to accept. And if you do not accept, WhatsApp won't completely stop working altogether immediately. Over time, the pop-ups will appear more frequently to annoy you, which eventually won't be able to push away, so it will take up the entire screen. And this is where the app will start to degrade. You won't be able to see your chat list or chat or start a chat with anyone because the privacy banner is in the way. You can accept calls, but probably not make them. A few weeks later, you won't be able to receive calls or chats anymore. Many countries, including Argentina and Germany, are calling for WhatsApp not to implement this term to their people, but it is still unknown if WhatsApp will comply because agreeing to them will set a precedence and let other countries make similar requests. And if that happens, then what's the point of the terms and conditions anymore, right? So they might as well just revert the whole thing and cancel it out. So I don't think that's going to happen. WhatsApp will stand their ground and say, you need to give us, the only way is to comply. And then there will be a split. A lot of people who use WhatsApp for work will have no choice but to give the privacy away if other people for work do not want to use anything but WhatsApp because they're too comfortable with it. But there are also people who prefer to use, let's say, Telegram or Signal. But then it comes down to this, right? This is this is not a gray area. It is either a yes or a no. If you agree to it because you need to use it for work, you cannot say, I also use Telegram because there are people who don't want it. Because for you, if you agree to it already, there is no use for Telegram. You can just use WhatsApp for everything. So WhatsApp is hoping that there are enough people who rely on WhatsApp for work will have no choice but to give in to this, and hopefully they are able to keep convincing others to do the same as well. So that's all for Social Media Weekly this week. Social Media Weekly podcast available on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Our full videos are available on YouTube, and we post bits and clips on Instagram and Facebook. This is Social Media Weekly episode 19th May 2021. My name is Sean. Stay safe. See you next week. Au revoir.